Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't even think about it. You will be caught. You will be removed. And you will never return.
In recent weeks, the United States Department of Homeland Security broadcasted ads like this one across Mexico, warning migrants not to enter the United States illegally, offending some in the country.
I'm Mexican, and I'm very proud to be Mexican. So yes, of course it's offensive.
Yeah, that's a report on CNN International there, as you can tell. And, you know, telling you that the issue of immigration is a matter of humanity is the title of that article. Is it? If you break into the country illegally in Mexico, you get treated very differently. I can tell you that from personal knowledge. Let me get to our guest right now. Dr. Joe Rigney serves as a fellow of theology at New St. Andrews College. He's a pastor at Christ Church out in Idaho, and he's the author of 8 books, including Leadership and Emotional Sabotage. And Dr. Rigney, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Yeah, great to have you on. Your book, I think I shorted it, is the Sin of Empathy. What are we seeing here in these arguments regarding illegal immigration, in your opinion?
Yeah, a lot of times what happens is that the good and right impulse for compassion, which is a virtue and something that we all want to commend and encourage, can get hijacked when it becomes untethered from what is true and from what is good, from a kind of moral framework. And instead, people's feelings become in the driver's seat and become the all-encompassing moral concern. And so in a situation like this with immigration, I actually had a friend send me a picture from the border and from the Mexico side of the border wall, in which in big block letters somebody had graffitied empathy, with the message being something like, in order to have empathy, you're not allowed to have a border.
Yeah,
which I think is a pretty good illustration of the kind of corruption of compassion that empathy, at least as it's frequently used, represents in the modern world. It means you can't have boundaries, can't have borders, can't have anything separates. Instead, you just have to have this kind of fusion where there's no border. And that's true in our political. It's true at a personal individual level. You could think of someone who demands that you validate and affirm every feeling that they have. Because if you don't, then you don't love me and you don't care about me. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know that this is false and flawed. We can think of many examples where it isn't. But in the modern world, this is kind of the pinnacle virtue.
The problem with that is it's a moving target, right? We're always told how we have to adjust to, oh, well, now it's this and you have to feel bad for me in this way. And we're seeing that, like you said, play out with these illegals where people feel like, oh, they should be allowed to stay. Well, this is the same person who was convicted of rape or murder. And for some reason, they're saying, no, they should be allowed to stay here in the United States.
Yeah. And I think that's actually one of the more surprising things about the way this has played out is I expected there to be these kinds of emotional appeals and an attempted emotional manipulation. When it came to what I would call the immigrants whose only crime, perhaps, was crossing the border illegally. Mm-hmm. But what's actually been so surprising is the way that the left has decided that even the gang members and the rapists and those who have committed violent crimes are also going to receive the same kind of emotional manipulation, which shows you how far down that rabbit hole they've gone. because while it's a stronger pull when you have someone who just came to the country to better themselves or have a better life. I think even in that case, the law is the law, and it's perfectly right for a country to be able to establish a border and to govern who comes in and out of it. But to have the left go so far as to insist that every illegal immigrant receive a massive individual trial and all of these kind of things rather than simply being deported is quite shocking to me, actually.
Yeah, Dr. Joe Rigney, our guest. What about the left making the argument that I saw somebody make the outrageous argument the other day that the Republicans would deport Jesus if he showed up in the United States?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing because people often point to Christ and the situation he went through as a baby. He was a refugee. He was a migrant, and they point to this. But Christ's family was journeying to Bethlehem in order to obey the law, in order to take part in a census, so that they could be taxed properly by the Roman authorities.
Right.
So in that situation, they were actually obeying the law. They were following the law of that time in order to do what was required of them, which is a fundamentally different situation than someone who says the border doesn't matter. I can come across. I have a right to essentially invade your country.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. What happens when empathy becomes untethered from justice, when mercy becomes untethered from justice, it actually grows unmerciful. It actually becomes a kind of man-eating weed that destroys in its path because it doesn't have anything anchoring it. It doesn't have anything sturdy and solid. And it becomes simply a big blob and fusion of feelings.
That's true. Now, this is your latest book. You've authored 8 of them, The Sin of Empathy. Where can people find them? Where's an easy place to go? Amazon?
Yeah. All of them can be found at Amazon. You can also get it straight from the publisher at sinofempathy.com.
Very good. Dr. Rigney, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can get those on Amazon tariff-free.
Tariff-free. You mean they won't post the price next to it?
No, they won't even tell you how much they marked it up. I'm just kidding. A little fun with Jeff Bezos this morning. How about that? Speaking of which, Taylor Riggs coming up from the Fox Business Network. And yesterday, just on word that they may have struck a deal with some foreign country, the stock market went back up. So we'll find out what it's doing this morning and her reaction to the president's 100 days after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.